Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Greetings, everyone. This is Christopher Rudy for Cosmic Love. And here we are at the end of June, June 29th, about to begin July. I got a July 4th program today, and we're going to be discussing global fireworks. So this is a kind of a Montana Musings edition, a big sky perspective on common sense solutions for global problems. And since it's right before July 4th, I thought I'd give a kind of a July 4th program. Now, it's a call-in show. You can call in if you'd like. I've got the concepts I'll be discussing, somewhat of an outline. It's on the Cosmic Love homepage. You can go there, click on it. There's graphics there, pictures, some great infographics, pictures with words, comments. I think you'll find it interesting if you've been following the big drama of this last month. I thought I'd give a kind of a warm fuzzy to begin with about what's going on here in Paradise Valley as part of Montana Musings. Ranch work is in full swing here in the valley. The first cutting and baling of hay is in process, and this last week I worked 3 days with a team of men cutting, splitting, and stacking wood for a rancher lady who has one of the nicest vacation rentals here in Paradise Valley. And while soaking between workouts at nearby Chico Hot Springs, I chatted with vacationers from around the world who were visiting the park about a half hour south of here, the big park, Yellowstone Park. So we're right out the north gate of Yellowstone Park here. So soaking in the hot springs and in relaxed moments of de-stressing from this world, a big sky perspective serves to better understand what's going on in America than the world at large. So this will be my big sky perspective for July 4th, my July Montana Musings. I do this pretty much once a month, sometimes twice a month. And I thought it would be appropriate to kind of a wrap up for this last month, which has been, you might say, the preparation for the big fireworks display July 4th and what we can expect over this next month. And that fireworks display, you might say, has been set up well with the very politicized IRS and the NSA mass surveillance that have been outed big time over the last 4 weeks. So the American Revolution obviously was fought to liberate us from tyranny, and two world wars were fought to protect us from such tyranny abroad. And since World War II, patriotic Americans have also given their lives to protect us from communism, and now we see how the same hated tactics used by the Soviet Union are not just spying on us, but criminalizing whistleblower protesters as domestic terrorists. And the official statements from big government the last several weeks kind of sum up to trust us or you are the enemy. And that's kind of funny within the context of the cartoon that's got a guy, you know, pressed against the door with a big giant eyeball. Looking in the window, a big giant eyeball on his laptop computer, on his cell phone on the floor and on the TV, and saying that basically you can trust government. In other words, the surveillance situation is kind of ubiquitous with all of our technology now. So putting this in context, Thomas Jefferson said a long time ago, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. And when the government fears the people, there is liberty. So this is the fireworks that's kind of shaping up. I mean, how are we going to be celebrating revolution this summer? Well, most people will be just, you know, going to the parades and cooking their hot dogs. But let's get real. I mean, we're looking at some really interesting dynamics that are shaping up with this Edward Snowden affair and with the IRS situation, how it's been politicized to go after dissenters left and right. And the same complicity of Congress critters and mainstream media that launched the endless war on terror with false flag domestic terror has gone full cycle. Seems like the chicken hawks have come home to roost, and mainstream fear porn brands alarmists as potential terrorists. I like the cartoon that I have posted and the copy that I've got up on my Cosmic Love webpage for today for the show. And you can read that. I'll have that archived with the show. You could be listening to the show a year in the future, and you would have, with this archived recording, you would have this article, the graphics. And in this one infographic, it's got a cartoonish-looking President Obama standing at the Great Seal of the United States and saying that ignore the voices that warn that tyranny is lurking just around the corner. And to the right of that graphic, there's a kind of a shadowy figure of some guy holding a briefcase that's got IRS on it. Anyway, you have to find humor in all this. You know, it's the justice that just is. This is a reality as we go into July from the revelations of June. So here's to revolution in higher consciousness. That's kind of a theme in a lot of my shows. Be going into that more today. One way to look at this is the same giant corporations of the military-industrial complex that hijacked the economy after 9/11, you know, making a killing on terror war, have covertly received billions of our tax dollars to spy on all of us, giving a new meaning to taxation without representation, which once sparked outrage in the American Revolution against tyranny. So here's an infographic following of that says, with a picture of James Clapper, who is Barack Obama's Director of National Intelligence, and it says in that infographic that in March, he was asked directly by Congress, does the NSA collect, quote, any type of data at all on millions or hundreds of millions of Americans, question mark, unquote. His response, quote, no, sir, it does not. That was just in March, and look how things have changed in through June, where all this is being revealed that we are being spied on, you know, like as if you are tired of being lied to. So this is the kind of fireworks that's shaping up, you know. I mean, we're really talking about only maybe, you know, a small one-half of 1% or less than that that are involved here in America in this, you know, far less than that as far as the NSA. What do they got, 60,000 employees? So, you know, there's just there's this small information elite, power elite, insiders, secret government, whatever we want to call it. But still some Americans just don't see any big problem. I mean, lying by federal government has become normal operating procedure. I mean, it's been going on a long time, 10 years. It's coming out that this has been going on back to 9/11, and when all of a sudden this lying by Big Brother and the lying by big government began big time, and of course they go hand in hand, and now that tyranny has reared its head with unabashed hubris. And there are some loyalists who still wave their flags with pride and abject denial of a serious American crisis that actually warrants flying the flag upside down, you know, a sign of distress, because, you know, this is a serious crisis. It's all come out now, just this last month. And a lot of people are disturbed, some people just ignoring it. But as Thomas Paine said in the American Crisis, back in 1776, that these are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of his country. But he that stands by it now deserves the love and thanks of man and women. So we've got an interesting situation. And whether we're talking about global fireworks with all kinds of tensions building up over Syria, in the Middle East with the Russians and the Chinese taking sides, or the big fallout with both Russia and China over this domestic spying thing and Snowden's affair as he supposedly sits in an airport in Moscow in kind of a no-man's land territory there in the airport where he has a sort of diplomatic immunity, you know, having flown there from Hong Kong here about a week or two ago, and it's or whether he's already flown and left and is in Iceland or some other country, we don't know for sure. And it's amazing that Snowden, one of the NSA's and the CIA's own people, was engaged in the business of surveillance, blows the whistle on him, and they can't find him. You know, it's kind of, you know, interesting, isn't it? Here's one of their own, and they can't follow where he's at, and we don't know where he's at, and either that or they know and they're not saying, but it's a very interesting affair, and the way people all over the world are taking sides over this issue. There are kind of a lot of people all over the world are watching this. And it's like the situation with Julian Assange, you know, with sort of a diplomatic immunity where he's at and where they can't get to him, and he can basically speak for the conscience of the global netizens who want, you know, an open society. He can speak for the conscience of Bradley Manning, who did a major expose of a military overreach, you might say, with exposing a lot of abuse in the war in the Middle East. And so, you know, it's kind of like we're seeing, like with the Pentagon Papers, this whole issue of conscience, speaking truth to power, and the conscience of whistleblowers people with a conscience who, you know, put their life on the line to tell the truth and then are on the run from the government that they once served, but exposed as betraying the interests of the American people. So, of course, belief in Americans' revolutionary heritage is challenged by the normalcy bias that we all have to a certain extent, that naturally wants to celebrate freedom, opportunity, and liberty for all this 4th of July. Even when that liberty and, you know, freedom is being taken away. But there's no escaping the serious crisis now. Americans will either willfully ignore this crisis at their own peril or act as genuine patriots. We've all witnessed how the Patriot Act resulted in a dramatic increase in domestic tyranny at the expense of core constitutional freedoms. But there's nothing patriotic about encroaching tyranny. We've also witnessed federal government deregulation of the banking industry, which resulted in unbridled greed that almost collapsed the economy. So the same FedGov subservience to banksters that caused the crisis then bailed out the banksters at public expense. I mean, there's something wrong with this picture. The healthcare crisis, like the economic crisis, goes back 100 years to 1913, when the richest men on earth got President Wilson and enough of Congress to privatize the U.S. Treasury, creating the Federal Reserve banking system, a central bank that makes loans, you know, Fed fiat currency, to the Treasury that the IRS was created to collect interest on. Most people don't even realize that. At the same time, you know, early 1900s, John D. Rockefeller took over the healthcare system by financing 1,100 medical schools with his drugs per symptom curriculum, you know, medical schools with drugs at the core of the curriculum. establishing the medical monopoly that is now subsidized by federal government Obamacare and enforced by corporate insiders, the Food and Drug Administration. Chalk it up as the justice that just is. This has been going on for 100 years, and it's been a gradual encroachment, and now it's systemic. It's like a cancer in the body politic that's now getting to the point where it's about to metastasize, you might say. I mean, we're talking about a serious crisis here. I mean, how many people know that the Rockefellers are part owners of the Federal Reserve banking system, that the Federal Reserve is about as federal as Fred Smith's Federal Express, and that John D. Rockefeller's competition is a sin philosophy not only monopolized big oil and big banks, but also big pharma, big media, and is behind big government's Orwellian Big Brother surveillance nightmare. So, taking all this into consideration, is it true that there's big tyranny now in our face? And are you aware that 99% of us, you know, really want real change? And would you agree that somehow we all need to occupy conscience? You know, either we're all going to hang together with good conscience, or we're going to hang separately, as Ben Franklin said, you know, at the outset of the revolution. So betrayal of conscience is just not part of the narrative in corporate media or congressional hearings. Even when the Supreme Court gave personhood to giant corporations in the 2010 Citizens United case, there was no unity of outcry from Congress, nor big media talking heads, who are both embedded and, you know, in bed with big dollars from big corporations. But we all saw the fruit of that supreme deception of the Supreme Court in that Citizens United case, when dark money from giant corporations flooded the last election to elect big money sycophants. You know, people who talk high-sounding words but covertly represent the big money powers that be, whether we're talking about big oil or big media or big pharma or big government in general. So money by itself is not intrinsically evil, but its use to privatize public institutions for corporate profits at the expense of constitutional principles, that's the kind of evil that can only hide behind secrecy, deception, and public apathy as ignores wolves in sheep's clothing. Thomas Jefferson once said that all tyranny needs to gain a foothold is for people of good conscience to remain silent. And as I said in last month's Montana Musings, that's also posted up on the Cosmic Love homepage, the blame game is off the mark. The systemic solutions will neutralize systemic problems. And if we just focus on these systemic solutions that address cause and core problems afflicting the republic, the corruption and disruption of freedom and opportunity will take care of itself very quickly. And the good news here is that tyranny is now out in the open, and the Internet has unveiled breakthrough opportunities for social conscience, free online universal self-care, clean free energy technologies, and new business models accountable to the public. Now, what I'm referring to, there are links in that article I provided on the Cosmic Love homepage for today, for the show, and there's a lot of information there on these breakthrough opportunities for social conscience, free online universal self-care, clean free energy technologies. So Thrive Movement, for those who follow the Thrive Movement, has a lot of information on these different subjects, specifically free energy technologies and the Federal Reserve banking system, you know, major exposés that millions of people have tuned into and watched the programs of the Thrive Movement worldwide. And if you haven't, I highly recommend that you go to thrivemovement.com and look at their materials. They're saying the same thing in a different way that I'm saying here. So people worldwide are not just disgusted at what has happened to America. Many are outraged. Public consensus is coming out of denial. public demand for oversight of big business collusion with big government, which is really the definition of Big Brother tyranny or fascism, or, you know, or corporatism, it's sometimes called. There's new public demand for oversight of this process that's surging with a new social conscience in our global interactive social networks. I mean, practical solutions are ready and waiting. They're in the wings. It's all over the internet, you know, both problem and solution. And people are mobilizing, and it's getting to the point where, you know, either we get real congruent with a unity of purpose, call it heart coherence or whatever, or, you know, we're basically going to hang separately and suffer rather than hang together, unite, and claim the victory. I mean, Thomas Paine said it well in the most successful political pamphlet in American history, called Common Sense, and he said that, you know, all things considered, we have the power to begin the world over again, and America did begin the world over again. The whole world has looked to America as an example of freedom and opportunity. So it's come full cycle, though. We've seen how insiders have basically infiltrated and privatized core social institutions for their own purposes, for ownership and control, for protecting their monopolies of big oil rather than free energy, big media rather than informed choice, you know, and big pharma rather than, you know, holistic healthcare and healing options with databases that are free and open to the public, where people can go in and check out, you know, basically their information regarding their current symptoms and go through gateways regarding their own unique metabolic type and biological type and look at all the different options for their current symptoms and then choose based on, you know, informed choice and what's indicated will work best for the billing of health and the preventing of disease. I mean, if health is our greatest wealth, I mean, we're not much good to anyone if we're sick. If health is our greatest wealth, then you would think, you know, just common sense would say, you know, why don't we have a public option to build health and prevent disease in comprehensive ways that are available to everyone with free online services that could be made available inexpensively? And it comes back to the same problem. We don't have a free and open system of government now. It should be obvious with the surveillance superstate that's being unveiled. And we do still have that possibility, and perhaps it had to get to the point where things were so bad and people just, you know, basically, you know, finally wake up to the reality that, look, things can be really good with free energy technologies that liberate clean, free energy, you know, to power our homes, to run our vehicles, to clean up the environment, and holistic healthcare options that, yeah, make drug-based medicine obsolete. But, I mean, we're living in, you know, a world where the science of quantum reality, there's healing technologies that heal with frequency, with energies. There's sophisticated electrodiagnostic, ultramolecular energy technologies that aren't allowed in the United States but are sold in international waters all over the world that a guy I know developed, and I worked with him years ago and had one of his first electrodiagnostic equipment that, you know, would basically test the energetic effect of thousands of homeopathics, nutritionals, vitamins, minerals, and in the circuits of the energy circuits of the body, and clearly indicate what's working best to build health and prevent disease. And of course, people that understand holistic health know that that which prevents disease in therapeutic levels will cure disease. We've got technologies that are existing that are outlawed in the United States because of the drug-based monopolies, you know, big pharma, around light in the United States, and the leaders in, with holistic health clinics in the United States, many of them gone to overseas because they get put in jail, you know, with Gestapo raids in their clinics, here in the United States. It's got to that point. I followed this for years. I've had 3 holistic health centers myself over the years, and I saw this happening, you know, and it gets some media coverage in local markets, but the mainstream corporate media doesn't air abject tyranny situations with Gestapo raids on health clinics just because they're using advanced technology. That, you know, but there's been many exposés of that in local markets. Out in Seattle, Jonathan Wright had a clinic with thousands of clients over many years, and he had 3 practitioners working under him that did electroacupuncture, electrodiagnostic equipment, much like the technology I was talking about. Actually, it was a forerunner of the technology I was working with here in a clinic back in 1991. And he had a Gestapo raid, put him out of business, and, you know, basically he came in with guns drawn and seized all the equipment, all the computers, all the files and everything. And that happens in the United States to this day with companies that have nutritional supplements that are very successful, effective, and doing gangbusters in the markets, and there'll be a Gestapo raid, go in and clear them out and put them out of business by the FDA. So this stuff's been going on. It's been going on for decades. It's kind of got to the point now where it's coming out all out in the open with this surveillance thing. And think about that. Why now? Why is it being unveiled? Some people say Snowden is just a tool of the NSA and the CIA to put this thing out that we're all being monitored with surveillance, you know, our phone calls, then our cell phones, our TVs, you know, it's a 1984 Orwellian nightmare kind of a thing. Well, why would they do that unless they want people to be intimidated? And basically be subservient to the psychology of tyranny. You know, I call it fear porn because, you know, if people go into faithless fear, that pretty much effectively neutralizes fearless faith. But the fact is, I mean, you know, all things considered, you know, in the larger scheme of things, you have to realize that America today is kind of at the same point in a new global village with the internet, you know, as founding fathers were in the new frontier of the 13 colonies back, you know, in 1776. We got a global village in reality today with instant everywhere interactive internet technologies. I mean, we're all connected. We are all one in reality as far as, you know, the family of man in a global village. It's just, you know, that's you might say, the new net reality. But in practicality, you know, it's still divided and conquered. And it's divided and conquered by, I mean, who is the enemy? Well, back in the Revolution, it was King George and the crown, which is basically saying the corporation, which was the vested interests of King George and all the, you know, those investors in the corporatocracy in Britain back at that time. Well, things haven't changed in a sense. Now it's the new corporatocracy. And the new corporatocracy basically wants to have a lockstep monopoly on big oil and, you know, and keep free energy suppressed, free energy technology suppressed. It wants to have a lockstep monopoly on information, you know, big media, control the narrative. You know, it's like no disclosure of corporate tyranny, no disclosure of UFOs or because if you have disclosure of UFOs, you know, and they have official contact and all their technology is made known to people, well, that includes free energy technology and corporatocracy doesn't want that. You know, Rockefellers don't want that. That's the end of big oil dominance, you know, and it's the same thing with with holistic healing technologies. I'm not talking about just electrodiagnostics and frequency medicine that neutralizes viruses and bacteria in the body and basically reboots the healthy energy circuits in the body. You know, that technology is existing. Quantum medicine, called ultramolecular medicine, it's well known. It's out there. There's people in Eastern Europe. A friend of mine that was here in America, and I bought one of his systems here back in 1991, one of his first systems. It was the first time that the biofeedback technology had been developed with an interface, which was the periodic table of quantum biology, that made it possible for to sort out biofeedback information in the circuits of the body after it was tested. We're talking about microseconds with thousands of coded frequencies representing vitamins, minerals, amino acids, you know, all the components for health in the body, and the body's response to that would then be filtered out and processed by this periodic table of quantum biology. You know, it's like the periodic table of physics was a breakthrough with physics. Well, in biology, you have the principles of biomimicry, you know, what's working in the body with biofeedback. You can see, you know, with this, the new technologies that's, like I say, it's here in the United States. I know different practitioners around the United States that have it quietly. They go about, you know, healing people. They can even, because of the quantum reality and quantum physics, they can even heal people remotely. Once they meet with a person and pretest their bioenergetic quantum signature, because there is no time or space, and you get someone's signature, and you can actually then work with the person's frequency signatures for their unique body, and do diagnostics and therapy treatments from a distance. I know this sounds crazy, but quantum computing is now going mainstream. And that's one of the articles I provided a link to, and that on the show material for this show on the Cosmic Love homepage or on the archives section. If you're looking at this in the future, there's a link regarding quantum computing, and it's regarding social conscience. There's this evolution, revolution in social conscience in our social media, our social networks, which are ubiquitous now. They're all over the world. And we're going to see in the future, and mark my words, we're going to see thousands of social networks evolve with social conscience that makes social institutions accountable to the purpose for which they serve. This is where it's going. It can happen very quickly. The vision alone of how this could work, you know, quantum computing, what this looks like, how it works, can be the catalyst for a self-fulfilling prophecy. That's why I'm doing the show. Some people appreciate that, I hope. You know, so, again, practical solutions are ready. We have the power to begin the world over again. Thomas Paine, Common Sense. And if ever there was a time when a compelling path to social justice with social conscience and social capital was needed to invest in the social good, this is it. I mean, a nonviolent evolution revolution is brewing. And that is the divine destiny of this revolution. This is a real cause for celebration on July 4th. And people worldwide hope it's successful. There's a lot of people with pure hearts, pure intent, all over the world, who would like to focus their attention with love's retention for conscious ascension in a unity dimension of common sense, unity, conscience, you know, a global village, you know, beyond war, beyond disease, beyond the insanity that is rearing its head now, because it's like the disease symptom in the body politic. It's what's going on, you know, with all this outing of all these problems. It's like, you can't have a global internet revolution and higher consciousness without people waking up to, you know, the systemic problems that'll do anything for self-preservation of themselves, you know, profit without principle, you know, self-serving power and control over people rather than of, by, and for the people. And this is what we're seeing now. It's, you know, it's like there's, you might say, and some people say it's because of galactic alignment that's going on with our solar system crossing the galactic plane, and it's 25,800-year cycle. But there's a surge of light and intelligence and conscience that's awakening, you know, the family of man in our global village. And that this is reaching critical mass. And, of course, you know, light brings up all unlike itself. It's purged. This is the great purification the Hopi talked about. It's purging the dark side. And the dark side, you know, is rearing its ugly head, and basically people are saying, what's up? What's up with that? What's up with all this surveillance stuff? What's up with all this tyranny stuff? So big changes are coming to our world, folks. And it's time to ignite the fireworks and enjoy. It's the big show. You know, it won't be just on July 4th. It could be a long, hot summer. It's very interesting what's going on. A lot of people are getting together, some people partying, and some people cussing and discussing what's really going on. So in good conscience, those who listen to the show and see the article that I provided, please forward this article freely. Network for a more enlightened global net reality. And highly recommend that you own your own life and support your own health wealth. And these shows are sponsored by Swedish Pollen Extract. And there's a summer sale on case lots of Swedish Pollen Extract. More information on that, you can go to the website, the link. There's a half price for a limited time on case lots. I've just got a lot of new information up on that website on Swedish Pollen Extract. You can check that out. And I'm going to wrap up the show. I don't usually do this with information on the Swedish Pollen Extract. I've been brokering that in the United States back since 1983. And actually went to Sweden after my initial contacts working with the product with health professionals back in 83. I went to Sweden about 1987. Went to Sweden and worked with the people that developed the Swedish pollen extract. There was an original beekeeper about 50 years earlier that had developed a way to harvest select pollens that have the ideal micronutrient profile for humans, and then they team of researchers learned how to extract the nucleic material to provide nutraceutical-grade royal jelly, which is like highly potent, standardized quality royal jelly, which, you know, is like micronutrient rocket fuel for the body, and that's what makes queen bees. Queen bees are the ones that get the royal jelly when they're a larva. And that's the stuff that Chinese emperors used to pay for with its weight in gold. I mean, they had all those concubines to take care of. And it was like natural Viagra back then. And some people use it for that now as far as, you know, vigor and vitality and energy levels in general, immune system boost. But this is the stuff and you know, that I'm working with. I'm getting it out. Still brokering it to health food stores and medical nutrition providers. This is the stuff that is actually now used by Big Pharma in drip IVs for immunotherapy for people that have cancer. And it's kind of ironic that it's not prescribed by doctors to prevent cancer or to build health and to build the immune system here in America. It is used as a prophylactic for preventive purposes in Europe and Asia. But here in America, it's not recommended or prescribed by doctors to build health and prevent disease. But it is once your immune system is wiped out by chemotherapy and radiation with cancer treatment. It is used to boost your white blood count, to boost your immune system, and keep you alive, if not heal you, you know, after everything else has failed. Why, again, it's not promoted on the front end rather than just the back end by the medical industrial complex? Well, we all know the answer to that. You know, the whole system is geared to, you know, the pound of cure that's 16 times more profitable than an ounce of prevention. I know that's backwards from common sense, but we all know, you know, this is part of the This is part of the world we live in right now. Common sense is uncommon, and the most powerful special interests have a vested interest in keeping it that way. So that's corporate media. It's big media. It's big government, corporate collusion, you know, with the revolving door between food and drug corporations and the Food and Drug Administration and how they take care of their own rather than the American public. So this has got to the point where it's out in the open. People are waking up to it. Real solutions are coming, you know, coming to the fore. I'm big on the solutions and promoting, you know, social conscience, universal self-care, free energy technologies. And I really would love to share this information with as many people as possible, including, you know, the information on the pollen extract, so people can build health, prevent disease, own their own life, and in the meantime, you know, that pays the bills so I can keep getting the word out there, you know, to basically forward the purpose and plan the U.S. founders knew and served, and we're looking at a new global village. And who are going to be the founders? Who are going to be the champions of you know, this new global village family of man and the new institutions that will serve public health and serve the public option for informed choice and serve interactive media where that cultures involves and evolves are, and otherwise cultures are individual and collective conscience. You know, social conscience and social media, right there, the culturing of social conscience and social media, and, you know, the tools and processes that make that possible, which I go into in depth with those links on social conscience and social media tools and processes. That alone will bring it to the point where with social conscience, there will be you might say a revolution in higher conscience, a nonviolent revolution that brings up the solutions that neutralize the problem. You know, Bucky Fuller said it well. You know, you don't focus on the problem. You know, you focus on the solution that the solutions that neutralize the problems. You know, he was one of my mentors back, and then, you know, a month-long seminar with Bucky Fuller at the University of Pennsylvania back in 1974, and he made it very clear with his World Game Studies workshop that there are solutions. Back then, I remember the workshop I went to, it was a hydrogen conversion technology that would liberate the energy grids of the Earth with free energy technology from the hydrogen electrolysis technology that had been suppressed since 1974. Well, in that workshop, we published a whole book called Energy, Earth, and Everyone that went into detail of how that technology could liberate and distribute energy to, you know, power grids worldwide with clean, free energy. That the only byproduct of new hydrolysis processes that split the water molecule into hydrogen and oxygen where they can then be burned, that process of then burning it to produce energy, the only byproduct is water that drips out of the tailpipe of your car or the energy generator for your home. And that's now even new technology has even gone way past that with free energy technology that pulls energy out of the space, the vacuum of space, and as Nikola Tesla developed, you know, almost 100 years ago. So, I'm hoping that it's reached the point, the turning point, and that with an evolution, revolution, and higher conscience, there will be more people becoming not just aware of tools and processes for culturing a, you know, global village, harmony and order that, you know, basically shines for the world as America once did, you know, globally. So I want to thank everyone for listening, and I'll be finishing up with a meditation after the show, and we'll hope you have a wonderful 4th of July, and celebrate the purpose and plan the masters know and serve. So with that, blessings to you and yours, and by God's grace, I'll see you here in a couple weeks. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the Internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense. And it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the Internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the Internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The Internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where light workers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.